It's All Things Considered, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Dave Lawrence. Today we have a returning guest. Our buddy Herb Alpert is back with us ahead of shows. He's got Tonight Through Sunday at the Blue Note. But that's not all. He's got a new holiday album, too. The Christmas Wish, he's called it, with symphony and choir. Welcoming him back now. We got him on the line. Herb, aloha,
yeah.
Brother.
Hey, Dave. How's it going for you?
It's good, brother. Good to be hearing
Merry
your voice.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas in advance to you, too, man. Before we get into the holiday record, Herb and I were just talking off air. You were on the East Coast and doing some stuff recently. What was the story?
Yeah, we were going Midwest, and we ended up in South Carolina, but there was that cold front coming down from Canada, and it was pretty cold back there all over.
Did you have your handy Santa suit that you've got on the cover of this record?
Nope.
I'm thinking you would have been toasty warm.
Could be. Yeah, it would have been probably inappropriate, but nice.
Is that thing as warm as it looks, or?
It was pretty darn warm. Yeah, actually it was.
Where'd you do the photo shoot?
In my sculpture studio, actually.
Is that where that is?
Yep.
That's a great one. And did you have to rent that outfit, or is that just part of your wardrobe that you've got?
Oh, yeah, I wear it every other day. Yeah, we rented it. Yeah, no, that was my nephew, Randy, Badass Alpert,
right.
Our co-manager. That was his idea. He's been after me to do that since I did that album with the Tijuana Brass in the 60s.
It's a great outfit. I love it. I think if you wore that at the Blue Note, it would really impress people, but it might get a bit warm in there with that.
You don't think they'd throw things at me?
I think you'd help them get into the spirit.
Well, they're going to get in the spirit, but we're going to play some Christmas songs.
How much of the set is, in the last year, it was a great mix, and people who've never seen Herb, it's a good run-through history, tells some fun stories.
Is even going to be better. We have some visuals with us this time, especially when I do the Tijuana Brass medley.
Mm-hmm.
There's some old footage of things we did with
the
television shows, and Lonnie does a medley and kind of reminisces with Brazil 66 footage. So,
are there even still tickets for sale, or are we just wasting our time talking?
You know, I really, Dave, to tell you the truth, I don't follow that, you know.
I know you don't. I have
such a great, great time playing. It's one of my passions in life.
I love
to make music, been able to make music and make X amount of people happy, and it's a really a good feeling.
Yeah, I remember what you said. I wake up every day excited for what's coming next or something like that.
I actually do because I'm really passionate about what I'm doing, but
right.
I think in order to have that, you need the stability, and I got an angel. I married an angel. Lonnie and I will be celebrating our 44th wedding anniversary while we're playing at the Blue Note. It's just been an amazing ride for me.
Now, who's in the band? Same group of cats that you had last time?
Same group. Characters. We've been with them for the last over 11 years. Not only hired guns, they're our personal friends. Incredible musicians. So it's always fun to play with them. Night after night, we invent a lot of stuff, but the Tijuana Brass medley is pretty well set up with the songs that people remember, and around that is up for grabs, you know.
How many cats do you tote out here when you come to play?
Just drums, bass, and keyboards. There's nothing for Lonnie and I to hide behind.
Well, the opposite. You have a lot of folks around you when it comes to this record. 45-piece orchestra and then 32-member choir. You obviously know what you want when you set out to do something. Did you say to yourself, I want a big orchestra, I need it to be this big, I need the choir? Like, what goes into the thinking that sets that up?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, when I did the Tijuana Brass Christmas album in the 60s, I didn't have a bucket list, actually, but I always thought it'd be nice to do one with orchestra and choir. And I got a chance to fulfill that dream. And then when I met Chris Walden, who orchestrated everything and co-produced it with me, it was just a perfect combination for me. And I had a great time. We recorded in the old Capitol Studios, the one that Sinatra and all the great Capitol artists recorded. Although we were doing Christmas albums in August, it was a great experience. And the album, well, to tell you the truth, the album has been number one on the contemporary music chart on Amazon and Billboard, so it's been great for me.
Any details about the recording, the arrangement? Herb's got all kinds of tunes that people know and love on here. And anything interesting as you went to do this that came up?
Well, I always try to put my spin on everything I record because, I mean, we certainly don't need another Christmas album. They're all over the place.
Right.
And I wanted to do something that's my own take on it. Songs that I remember growing up as a kid and songs that are kind of drilled into me. And I always wanted to do something with Santa Baby because I remember that Eartha Kitt recording of it. That's one of my favorite songs on the album. I'm not desperate, you know, to keep my name in lights. I just love the process of recording.
Nah, you obviously do, and you know how to touch people when you come out with one of these things. You know, when I was first listening to it, you're right, you put your own spin on stuff, and you're also somebody who's not scared to try new things and go where other folks have not gone. You know what came to my mind? I was thinking, man, I wonder if Herb hooked up with Ziggy Marley and they did a Christmas record together, reggae versions, put your unique spin on it, probably be number one for an entire year on the chart.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, I like reggae, so it's... It's what, you know, that reggae groove is one of those grooves that the minute it comes on, your head starts moving. And
exactly.
Wiggling. Toes are wiggling, too. So, yeah, it's just a matter of finding the right appropriate songs. Because sometimes you can find songs and you try to put it in a reggae groove, and it's like trying a little bit too hard to be wonderful. And
right.
It has to be, feel natural.
That's what I was going to say. It has to be natural. That's why I said Ziggy. And he lives right near you, too. He's probably right down the... Right down the highway there. We couldn't let you go without hearing. What's new with Lonnie? What else is going on there?
Well, Lonnie's great. I'll tell you, she wasn't too happy when we played in South Carolina. We played at this jazz festival in Kiowa Island, South Carolina, jazz festival that they have every year, and they hold it outside. So at night, we came on at like 8:45 at night, and it was cold, man. It was cold because there was this cold front coming in from Canada. And they had the heaters on the stage and all that, but she was singing, and I could just tell by the look in her eyes she was not happy. When we got off stage, she goes, "I never want to do that again."
Oh.
I said, okay, we're not going to do it. But we didn't know it was going to be that cold. It's usually warm in that area.
Right.
Anyways, yeah. Lonnie is fine. No, we're happy. We're lucky. I feel unbelievably blessed that I'm married to such a wonderful person.
You certainly are. She's very cool. And one final thing, you know who I had on? Your name came up, obviously, in it. We had Bert came to town. He played four nights, Mr. Bacharach.
Yeah, well, Bert's a dear friend of mine. As I tell the audience occasionally, you know, when I got that song, "This Guy's in Love with You," I was doing this television show for NBC, and the director asked me to see if I can find a song that I could sing. I said, well, if I can find a song I think I can handle, I'll give it a go. So I called Bert, who was recording for A&M, and we were friends. I said, "Bert, baby, come on. Do you have a song? You find yourself whistling in the shower, or you didn't get the right recording." Anyways, he sent me, you know, "This Girl's in Love with You," and one thing led to another. But no, he's an American treasure. And you can see the list of songs that he's written, and they're not all similar. They're all different.
Very. I mean,
and you can't really second-guess it where his melodies are going. The guy's, he's brilliant. He called me about a year ago because he was doing this musical with Elvis Costello, and he had this one song that they took out of the show for some reason it didn't fit, and he said he thought I might like the melody. So I drove over to his house, and he sits down at the piano, and it was almost like he was at the Brill Building auditioning this song for me. You know, it was like this guy who's had umpteen thousand hit records, hit songs, was out plugging this song. And, man, he finished playing this thing for me, and I said, "Man, you are something." I had to give him a big hug and say, "You are something special."
To see him at his age up there just hammering it on stage, and you're right, the variety of tunes. Some of them, like, if you're younger cat, you may not even know, they go back to him, like, "Always Something There to Remind You." When I was a kid, that had been covered in the 80s, and you grow up knowing it like that, and in the middle of his set, he just starts all these different kinds of songs that other people have made into huge hits and very different arrangements of them, but yet there it is.
Yeah, luckily he had Hal David with him, because Hal David knew how to interpret some of those really odd melodies, you know, like Alfie and some of those that are just a little bit more, they stretch it a little bit more.
Alfie, we know that. You just had that on the last time we were talking. That was one of your little numbers.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful song and obviously a beautiful lyric. So
you're doing all kinds of good things. Giving you a big hug. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. And big run of dates here in Honolulu. Of course, this great Christmas record, The Christmas Wish Symphony and Choir with Herb Alpert, who, if you didn't hear in the beginning of the interview, he said he's going to come dressed as Santa for his entire trip here.
Oh,
wherever
wait
he goes.
Wait a minute, hold the dice.
It's a great cover, though, and going to be great seeing you.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you, Dave. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, brother. Take care.
Yeah, you too.